This is your midweek rundown for CharismaNews.com. Miss Rachel, a popular YouTuber for kids, and Sesame Street are both celebrating Pride Month. Content creator Miss Rachel is known for producing videos that parents have flocked to for their babies and toddler age children. However, Miss Rachel has made it clear that she is all in for Pride and would prefer if her conservative viewers simply didn't look at her videos anymore. And also, you can see the TikTok video there that she makes that announcement. And also on Sesame Street, they are celebrating Pride Month as well. And they're going to be having some sort of a Pride parade. Definitely things to keep an eye out for in the month of June. Protect those little eyes. Next, we have more prophetic voices are shedding light on Donald Trump's verdict. Now, here we have Chris Reed sharing a vision that God gave him, or a dream that God gave him back in March, when he shared that with his church, about the rebirth of America. Now, last week's verdict on the Trump trial surprised many. However, could there be something deeper than what we've seen on the surface? In a prophetic dream from March 9th, prophetic voice Chris Reed saw that July 11th would be a significant date. Now, we know that July 11th is the date for President Trump's sentencing. He said, not only look out for July 11th, but also July of 2025. Those both stood out to him as well. There is more information that Chris shares about his dream in the article. And 1 million Methodists leave the denomination in one day. The United Methodist Church continues hemorrhaging members over their stance against biblical gender and sexuality, and those numbers just skyrocketed in recent days. Following the UMC's decision to remove wording in their central rulebook, which said homosexuality was incompatible with Christian teaching, the denomination lost over 1 million members as the Côte d'Ivoire, an Ivory Coast conference based in West Africa, voted to leave the apostate church. We can expect to see more stories like this as churches leave the foundation of the Word of God and go after things that tickle their own ears. I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News.